This morning, our reading is taken from Luke 24, verses 50 to 53, the ascension of Jesus. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. So this morning, we're going to be thinking about Ascension Day. It's when Jesus went back up to heaven. That was actually on Thursday, and often we bypass it because we move on a Sunday. So we thought we'd spend a little bit of time thinking about what the Ascension means for us. It's referred to in the Bible a number of times as an important part of our faith. Now, I don't know what you think of when you think about the Ascension, but it made me wonder, and maybe it's a bit of a dangerous thing to wonder what goes on in my mind, but it made me wonder, when Jesus went back up to heaven, did he leave his shoes behind? Anyone else thought that? Maybe you haven't thought about the ascension as much. I was wondering about whether when Jesus went up, whether he left any empty shoes. The Bible doesn't actually tell us if he left any empty shoes or not, but he did leave an empty place. Because Jesus had been here on earth for 3 years with his disciples and with many people, and he left an emptiness there. Then he came back to life, was on earth for 40 days, and again left an empty place. And you would have thought that the disciples were sad, but it says in that passage in Luke 24 that they worshipped him and they were full of joy, and that they were praying for the Holy Spirit to come just as Jesus had promised them. Now, I'm sure at the time there would have been some people, as they heard about Jesus going back to heaven, wondered what it all meant. And so I thought we would use some empty shoes to help us think about Ascension. Now, I don't know if you've noticed this as well. It got my mind thinking because quite a lot of my shoe boxes, I've got Faith here, I've got a box Graceland shoes. I've even got, you're not going to be able to see this, you're probably just going to be able to smell it. My shoes are Heavenly Souls. There's quite a lot of shoes that have references to Faith, and that's what got me thinking about the empty shoes. Perhaps we can, on the screen here, I was thinking that shoes can help us remember. So when we think of the empty cross, we think of Jesus' death. When we think of the empty tomb, we think about his resurrection. And when you see a pair of empty shoes, you can think about the ascension. Shoes standing for seated high over everything, because Jesus went back to heaven and he is seated high over everything. So I wondered whether anybody might like to come and open my first shoebox. Who's going to be brave? Maisie, are you going to be brave? Maisie's not brave enough. Come with Libby. Libby and Maisie are going to come and see. No, go on then, Nate. It's not actually a trick. It is actually just shoes. Everyone's a bit nervous with an all-day service. What? Oh, are they trainers? Hmm? Are they trainers? Football boots. Football boots. Well done. Thank you. They are football boots. They are football boots. They're really well worn, they're muddy, and it made me think about the ascension, that these football boots remind me of it, because I reckon they belong perhaps to a goal scorer, a winning team, somebody who's had a lot of success. Maybe they've lifted up a trophy and they have celebrated a victory. Perhaps, can I have the next picture, please? A football team, when they win, sorry to people who are not Manchester United fans, had to dig deep because they haven't won a lot of trophies in the last years. The Europa League is a really important competition, which they managed to win last year. But you see, those football players, they played and they won that trophy. But the fans are all celebrating and they're saying, "We won." If you support a football team or a rugby team, you talk about "we won." Actually, you haven't played at all as part of that game. You haven't even touched the ball. And it made me think that the ascension is a bit like that. Because Jesus, at the ascension, goes up to collect the cup from Easter, that victory. We've won. We've defeated death. And if we're on his team, we can say we've won too. Because Jesus is the king who reigns. He's up there and he reigns. And he has won. He has won over death. Whatever situation we're facing, Jesus can defeat the enemy if we are on his team. So the next box, are you going to come and open it for me? Oh, thank you. What's your name? Theo, can you open that for me? They're slippers. When might you wear slippers? In the morning. Any other time you wear slippers? Where do you wear them? Someone told me in bed earlier, and I was like, their parents need to turn the heating up. Where else would you wear them? When you're having breakfast? Maybe. Where would you wear your slippers? Theo, they are really good times. In the morning and when you're having breakfast. Where do we wear our slippers? At home, don't we? Have you ever worn your slippers to school? No. To the park? No. Thank you, Theo. We wear our slippers at home, and that makes me think about the Ascension too, because I wear them when I'm resting and relaxing and when I'm having my breakfast and when I'm having my lunch and when I'm having my tea, and even when I'm not eating, I wear my slippers. And Jesus went back to home in heaven. That's his home. That's where Jesus went, back to be with his Father. And he was welcomed by the angels back home. And because he's at home, we know that we can go back home there too. We can be with Jesus in heaven. And how do I know that? I know that because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, so that the wrong that we have done can be taken away by his death and his resurrection. And anybody who believes in Jesus and accepts Jesus as their saviour can have eternal life in heaven. Heaven is our ultimate home. So those slippers remind me that Jesus is the rescuer who's paid our debt, who's forgiven our sins, and we can be back home with him in heaven one day too. And then I wonder if anybody can come and open my last one. Go on, Lucy. They don't smell too much, do they? What are they? They are sandals. My well-worn sandals. When might you wear sandals like this, Lucy? When it's a hot day. Thank you very much. You know what? Sandals remind me of the warm weather of summer. Do you remember last weekend when it was really hot? I wore these sandals. That probably was our summer. Just that one weekend. Now we're all back into our trainers and our socks. But the sandals remind me of summer and warm weather. They're a little bit like the shoes that Jesus might have worn. Sandals. The kind of sandals that he would have worn as he walked and as he talked, as he healed, as he met people. They would have been the shoes that Jesus encountered people who were facing sadness and loneliness, people who were experiencing joy, temptation. And these sandals remind me that Jesus lived on earth and he experienced all the things that we experience on earth, and he's taken those experiences back to heaven. You know, there's nothing that we experience that Jesus didn't experience as well, because the Bible tells us that Jesus was fully God and fully man. And so when we're going through those situations, I know and we can be certain that Jesus is in heaven and he knows those experiences that we're going through. And the Bible says that he's interceding. He's talking to God the Father on our behalf, and he knows the things that we've experienced. In Romans 8, verses 34, it says, Christ Jesus who died, more than that, who was raised to life and is at the right hand of God, is also interceding for us. He's able to talk to God the Father with real feeling for the situations that we're going through, because he experienced them first. So these sandals remind me that Jesus is the friend who prays for us. Jesus, who's the King who reigns. Jesus, who's the rescuer who pays, and he's at home in heaven. And the sandals remind me that he's the friend who prays. And Jesus walked this earth in we can walk in his shoes. We can follow in his footsteps. And the Bible asks us to do that. And one of the things that he told his disciples and his followers to do was to wait for the Holy Spirit. And we're going to be thinking about that next week at Pentecost. But the Holy Spirit enables us to walk in Jesus' shoes and to do those things that he did. So when you see empty shoes now, you can think about the Ascension.